This week's parsha is Parshas Beshalach, and in Parshas Beshalach we have Parshas Haman, which means the chapter where describes the manna that Hashem sent us from heaven. We are going to discuss some particulars about the man. We are going to bring three psukim, and then we're going to analyze those psukim. First, on chapter 16, pasuk number 4, there it says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe." Hashem tells Moshe, "Hineni mamtir lochem, I'm going to make rain to you, lechem min hashamayim, bread from heaven or food from heaven. Ve'yotzahom ve'loktu, let the people go out and collect. Dvar yoim be'yoimoy, the matter of each day on its day. And the reason for it, leman anasenu, so that I may test them, Hayelech b'terasi imloy, if they are going to follow my Torah, my commandments, or not." We are going to explain soon what test is it and what commandments are we talking about. The pasuk continues, "V'hoyo b'yoyim hashishi," it will be on the sixth day, "V'ichinu eis asher yoviu," they should prepare what they're going to bring, "V'hoyo mishneh ala asher yirketu yoyim yoyim," and it will be double that they take each day. The parsha continues that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people to collect the man every day. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that the man will fall a omer for each person according to the people that are in the tent. And the Jewish people collected and they realized that no matter how much they collect or how little they collect, they end up having the same amount, which equals to a omer for each person. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that each person should not leave over till morning. Everybody should eat his whole portion, don't leave for the next day. There are some people who did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. They left it till morning, and Moshe Rabbeinu got very angry at them. The Parsha does not mention that Moshe Rabbeinu told them anything about Shabbos, that on Friday they will get Lechem Mishneh, a double portion, even though Hashem already told Moshe Rabbeinu on Pasuk number 5 that we mentioned, but for some reason the Torah does not mention that Moshe Rabbeinu actually relayed that message to the Jewish people. We'll also try to figure out if he did relay it or didn't relay it, because it seems from the reaction that happens on the next Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu clearly did not relay this message. And if that is true, we have to find out why Moshe Rabbeinu never told the Jewish people that they will get double portion on Friday. Because the pasuk on chapter 16, pasuk 22, says, "Vahi b'yoyim hashishi," and there was on the sixth day, basically on Friday, "loktu lechem mishneh," they gathered double portion, "shnei ha'omer lo echad," two omers for each person. We're going to explain soon, since it's written Lechem Mishneh, double portion, you don't have to tell me that it came to two omers for each person. If you tell me that you received double portion and each portion is omer, I know automatically that double portion means two omer for each person. Then why does the Torah have to tell me that we receive double portion, two omers per person? And what happens after they got a double portion? "Vayavoyu kol nesi'oida," all the princes of the people came, "vayagidu le'moshe," and they told Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're also going to try to explain how come just the nesi'oida, just the leaders of the tribes came, what happens to the rest of the people. "Vayomer aleihem," and Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "hu asher diber Hashem," that is exactly what Hashem said, "Shaboso in Shabbos Kodesh, Lashem Mochor," tomorrow will be a rest day, Shabbos Kodesh for Hashem, a holy Shabbos for Hashem, "Eis asher toifu eifu," what you want to bake for tomorrow, bake, "Veis asher tevashlu," what you want to cook, bashelu, cook, "Ves kol oidev," anything that you don't eat, "Hanichu lachem," put away for yourself, "Shmeres," for keeping, "ad boker," until morning. And so it was that Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, on Shabbos, eat the food that you put away. Today you're not going to find it in the field. Some people don't listen to Moshe. They go out in the field and they do not find anything in the field. And then the Pasuk says, after they went out and didn't find anything, Hashem tells Moshe on Pasuk 25, Adono Meyantem, until when are you going to refuse Lishmer Mitzvoisai to follow my commandments, Veseroisai, and my teaching? Just a side note, Sefer Tamah Minhagim brings down that on Shabbos Shira, which is this week, there is a custom that we should throw food for the birds. And he explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people not to go out on Shabbos to collect the manna, because the manna will not fall on Shabbos, there were certain people that wanted to make sure that Moshe Rabbeinu is called a liar. Dothan Vaviram, they decided to go early morning in the fields and spread out their food, their man, of their double portion that they had received on Friday in the field. And their intention was to go back in the morning and collect the manna that they had previously left, and by that telling everybody that Moshe Rabbeinu is not a true prophet, he doesn't know what's going on, he makes it up while he goes, and the proof is that here we went out to the field and were able to collect our manna. But what happened? Birds came, birds ate up all the food. Like that, when they went to collect their manna, there was no manna to be collected because the birds had eaten all the manna that was put away. And Sefer Tameh HaMinhagim brings actually an allusion, a remez, that this actually happened, because in the Pasuk where it describes that people came out to collect, there says that people came out to collect veloi matzou, and they could not find it. Normally the language that it wasn't there should be veloi hoyo, and it was not there. What does it mean matzou? Matzou, finding, means when you lose something, then you go find it. If you never lost it, then you can't expect to find something because you never had it. So then you say, I just didn't have it. And since the Torah says that they went to looking for it and they did not find it, obviously they had lost it because they had put away. Therefore, since the birds ate the man, thereby avoiding embarrassment to Moshe Rabbeinu, and since this week's Parsha is the Parsha where we read Parshas Haman, it's the Parsha that we read this chapter of man, in order to give homage to the birds for saving embarrassment to Moshe Rabbeinu, we give food to the birds. But it's very important that if you do give out food for the birds, that you require to put it before Shabbos, because on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to feed the birds. You are only allowed to feed birds that are dependent on you for food. You are not allowed to feed birds of the world. Therefore, if you want to feed the birds outside, you require to put your food before Shabbos. Now, going back to the original Pasuk, where Hashem told us that He's going to give us the man in order to test us if we are going to follow His Torah or not, we have first three famous different interpretations. First, we have Rashi's interpretation, which Rashi explains that the test to know if we're going to follow on the Torah or not means that Hashem, through the manna, is going to test us if we are going to keep the mitzvahs involved in the manna. For example, that we're not allowed to leave over in the morning, and we're not allowed to go out Shabbos and collect it. As a matter of fact, according to Rashi, we failed in both, because there were people that left over until the morning and it got wormy, and also there were people that went ahead to collect on Shabbos, but they could not find it. But the Ramban disagrees with that idea of testing. He says that Hashem would have to give us parnasa regardless, so what condition is it that I'm going to give you man in order to test you if you're going to follow my commandments? We receive the manna regardless if we followed Hashem's commandments or not. We always receive manna. Therefore, the Ramban says that Hashem wants to know that if you are going to follow Him, even though you won't have food for tomorrow, that Hashem is giving you only food for today, And that is a great test of bitachon, that you are going to have your cupboards empty. You are not going to be able to put away for tomorrow. And that will require you to have bitachon on Hashem, that Hashem will supply you your parnasa regardless what is going to happen. So that is what the test is according to the Ramban. That you won't have food for the next day. You only have food for today. And then we'll see if you are still going to follow Hashem's commandment. The Rachaim gives a beautiful interpretation. The Rachaim says that if you ask a person why he doesn't learn Torah, the person normally says, you know why I don't learn Torah? Because I'm busy making a living. I'm required to have a parnasa. Since I'm required to have a parnasa, I don't have the time to learn Torah. So Hashem here, by the manna, is telling the Jewish people that I'm taking care of your parnasa. I'm giving you everything you could have. Now I want to see, are you going to learn Torah or not? So the test is that once you have your parnasa taken care of, you have enough money, you have enough sustenance, the test is, are you going to follow the Torah now or not? Are you going to sit down and learn Torah? Now you don't have the excuse anymore that I need parnas, I need to make a living. So once you have enough money that you covered your expenses and you safely believe that your investments are enough, that you have enough parnas to live on, now the question is, are you going to follow my Torah or not? And that was the test of the man. Hashem gave us sustenance, and now let's see how you spend your time. Do you spend your time learning Torah, or do you spend your time doing other things that are not Torah related and are not mitzvahs related? And this test applies, I think, even nowadays. We will give a different answer what the test is of the man, but before we give this answer, we'll answer the other questions that we have. And now we are going to try to explain what is going on, that Moshe Rabbeinu never relate the fact that the man will fall double on Friday for Shabbos until the Nesiim come to him and said that we collected on Friday double portion. And he says, Hu asher diber Hashem, that is what Hashem said. How come he doesn't say in advance that the man will not fall on Shabbos and will fall a double portion on Friday? So Rashi actually says that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake, and because of that mistake, he was punished. That when Hashem rebukes the Jewish people for coming out on Shabbos to try to collect the man, there Hashem tells Moshe, Adono me'antem, until when have you refused? And you, meaning the Jewish people and Moshe, which means that he included Moshe in that rebuke, till when have you refused to listen to my teachings and my commandments? According to Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu did actually wrong, that he did not relay the message, and because he did not relay the message, he was punished. Rashi doesn't explain, though, how come Moshe Rabbeinu forgot to tell him. It seems that Moshe Rabbeinu did not forget anything else. How come he forgot to tell him? Or what caused him to forget to tell him? Therefore, we have to fill in the blanks with the Medrash Rabba. The Medrash Rabba on this week's Parsha, Parsha Chof Hei Siman Yud, brings that after the Jewish people left over from one day to the next, it became wormy, and the Pasuk number 20 says, Va'iktsov aleihem Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu became angry. He became angry at the people for leaving over. So the Medrash continues, Kiven Shekoas, once he forgot, Shochach loimar lohem, Shilketu bayom hashishi shnei amorim loechot. That once he got angry, he forgot the halacha, and he did not tell them that on Friday it will fall a double portion. And because of that, he was punished. So the Medrash gives you a reason how come Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha, is because he was angry. As the Gemara brings down in Psochim Daf Samach Vav, Kol Odom Shekoyes, that anybody who is angry, Im Chacham Hu, if he is wise, Chachmoso Mistalekes Imenu, his wisdom leaves him, Im Novi Hu, and if he is a prophet, Nevuoso Mistalekes Imenu, his prophecy leaves him. And the Medrash says that since he became angry, Therefore, he forgot the halacha. This midrash explains a lot of things, but still does not explain how come Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave them originally the message about the man, did not tell them directly the fact that the man will fall on Friday double. Why did he wait till the next day? Because we have to say that first he told them about the man, he told them not to leave over, and the next day is when it became wormy, and that's when he got angry. Obviously, he forgot only after that, but before that, he should have told them. How come he didn't tell them right away? The same way that Hashem told us that we are going to get the man and then we'll get double portion on Friday, how come Moshe Rabbeinu, when he relates that to the Jewish people, he relays that piecemeal and he only tells them first that they are going to get the man and doesn't tell them about Shabbos? The Or HaChaim HaKodesh alludes to this question, and the Or HaChaim HaKodesh asks even stronger. He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu was told a prophecy, how is it possible that he won't relay that prophecy directly to the Jewish people right away? We know the halacha is that if a prophet holds back his prophecy, he is chayav mis, he is liable for death. And even if we're going to say, chas v'sholom, that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot about this mitzvah, either because he was angry or just forgot, then we are opening a can of worms. Because the same way he forgot about this mitzvah, we could say that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot other mitzvahs. And maybe there is more than 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Just because it's not written doesn't mean anything. Once we say that's possible that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot a mitzvah, then we could say that to other mitzvahs as well. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu did not forget here. And then he asks another question. If Moshe Rabbeinu forgot about the mitzvah, how come Hashem did not remind them of it? How come he had to wait to the Nesi'im to come and tell them that they received double portion on Shabbos? Therefore, the Rachaim says that Moshe Rabbeinu never told the Jewish people about the mitzvah of Shabbos, in other words, that on Friday they will get a double portion, because Hashem never told them to say that. As a matter of fact, he brings a proof on Pasuk number 4, says, Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem tells to Moshe. And if you take a look in Pasuk number 11, there it says, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leymor, Hashem tells to Moshe to say. And the difference between both psukim is that the first pasuk is not written the word leymor to repeat, and the second pasuk is written that Hashem spoke to Moshe leymor to repeat. So obviously, whenever it's not written the word leymor, you're not allowed to repeat. Therefore, since the idea that the man will fall double on Friday was not preceded by the word leymor, by the word to repeat, Moshe Rabbeinu realized that he cannot repeat it. He is not allowed to divulge it to the Jewish people. Hashem is telling only Moshe Rabbeinu, but that is to be maintained as a secret to Moshe Rabbeinu until something happens that he is required to disclose it. And he brings a proof from the Gemara in Yuma, Dav Dalet Omid Beis. There the Gemara says, in the name of Rab Nasya, the grandson of Rab Nasya, which says in the name of Rab Nasya, Rabbi, the great Rab Nasya, Menayin loymer davar lechaveiro sheu bebal yoymer. How do you know that when somebody speaks to the other person, he is not allowed to repeat, ad sheyoymer lo leichemoir, until the other person says, go ahead and repeat it, shenemar vaydaber Hashem elav mehoel moed leymer. Use the pasuk that Hashem speaks to Moshe from the tent of meeting, leymer, to repeat. So you see that only when Hashem says, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leymer, that means that Hashem gives permission for Moshe Rabbeinu to repeat. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu never received permission to repeat. So therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu never received permission to repeat to the Jewish people, he could not relay that message to the Jewish people. And he brings another proof that after they find double, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayomer aleihem, Pasuk number 23, Hu asher diber Hashem. This is what Hashem said, but it doesn't say, this is what Hashem said leymer to say, because Hashem never told them to say. The question Chaim asks is, how come Hashem never told Moshe Rabbeinu to say? Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu telling them about the mitzvah of Shabbos? And the answer to Chaim says, is that had Moshe Rabbeinu told them in advance that on Friday will fall double portion, the Jewish people would have thought that the only reason that's falling double portion on Friday is because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to fall double portion on Shabbos. And Hashem wants to please the tzaddik, and he does what Moshe Rabbeinu requests. But not that Shabbos is inherent holy by itself, that it's only holy because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it to be holy. The same way that we say that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted already in Egypt that the Jewish people should rest a day, and that's why we say in davening Ismach Moshe Matnas Chalkoi, that Moshe Rabbeinu should rejoice in the gift of his portion. And Mefarshim explain that this means that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in Egypt, he asked Paroi that it's impossible for people to work full-time hard all week long, give him a day. And the day that was chosen was Shabbos. People may think that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to continue with the notion to rest on Shabbos. And Hashem is just agreeing with Moshe that Hashem is keeping Shabbos only because Moshe Rabbeinu instituted it. But had Moshe Rabbeinu not instituted, then Hashem would not give you Shabbos. Therefore, Hashem decided that we should all be quiet. And then they will see that on Friday they will get a double portion. They will see that inherent in nature is Shabbos. Shabbos is not because Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about it. Shabbos is automatic, and Shabbos is kept in heaven. And the proof is that even before Shabbos, on Friday, you're already getting Lekoved Shabbos, your food, because the man will rest on Shabbos. And the fact that you see things without a prediction, that shows that things are naturally like that. And you realize the importance of Shabbos and the gift of Shabbos, and you'll come to respect and honor Shabbos more. Sefer Shemeroish from Rabbi Osher Anshul Katz Shlita answers a beautiful answer. He says that it may be that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people already in the beginning that on Friday they will get a double portion. Are you going to ask me if that's true? Why are the Nesim coming over to Moshe Rabbeinu in astonishment saying, look, we got a double portion on Friday? He answers that the Nesim misunderstood what Moshe Rabbeinu said, and they thought that the man will fall on Shabbos. So he explains what was the misunderstanding of the Nesim. He answers based on the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hei Amud Alef. There the Gemara brings a contradiction. On Bamidbar, chapter 11, pasuk number 2, there it says, "Uveredes atal alamachne laila," when the dew will fall on the encampment, "Yered haman olav," the man will fall on it. From there it's mashma. From there it seems that the man will fall in the encampment, right in the encampment. Then we have a pasuk in our parsha, chapter 16, pasuk number 4. That people will go out and collect is mashma that they have to go outside the encampment to collect. And then we have a pasuk also in Bamidbar chapter 11 pasuk number 8, shatu ha'om v'loktu, the people will stroll and get it. Stroll means that you have to go a little further. So we have three psukim regarding where the man was found. One pasuk says that the man was found in the encampment, which means right where you are. The other pasuk says that you had to go outside of the encampment to go get the man, which means that it didn't fall where you are, but you had to go outside. And the other pasuk says that it's not enough that you had to go outside the encampment, you actually had to take a stroll in order to find your man. So the Gemara reconciles all three opinions. The Gemara says that the righteous people, if you were free from sin, then you found the man at the door of your tent, right in the middle of encampment, at the door of your tent, that's where the man fell. But if you are Beinonim, if you are not as righteous, then you found the man right outside the encampment. But if you are evil person, then your man didn't fall outside the encampment, you actually had to take a stroll and a walk in order to get your man. Everybody got their man. Some people got it closer. Other people got further. Other people got further. The Gemara there continues with another contradiction regarding the man. that one pasuk describes the man as lechem, our pasuk says, Hineni mamti lochem, I'm making rain to you, lechem, bread, min hashamayim. Bread means that is fully baked, that is ready to eat. The other pasuk in Bamidbar chapter 11, pasuk number 8, says there, V'asu oisoi ugois, they will make it cakes. Rashi in the Gemara describes that cakes is the definition of bread before baking. And the other pasuk says, which is the same pasuk, which is also in Bamidbar chapter 11, pasuk number 8, says, V'tocha noi berechaim, you have to grind it with a mill. That the man is not edible, that you require to grind it in a mill in order to make it edible or make it flour in order to become edible. So the Gemara reconciles also in the same way as the Gemara reconciled before, that if you are totally righteous, then it's edible in its present state. If you're not as righteous, then you're required to bake it or cook it in order to be able to eat it. And if you are very not righteous, if you are evil, then you're required to grind it and prepare it in order to make it viable to be able to be cooked and baked and to be able to be eaten. According to this Gemara comes out that the location that the man fell and the consistency of the man all depended on the righteousness of your behavior. So it's possible that there actually was 9 different levels of the man. If you were completely righteous, 100% righteous, then the man fell at your doorstep and it was edible. If you weren't so righteous, the second level, then the man could have fallen on your doorstep, but it requires you still to bake. And if you were in level number 3, the man fell at your doorstep, but you require to grind the man in order to make it edible. And if you were in a lower level, then it could have fallen outside your encampment, but it could have been edible right away. And the lower level of that it falls outside the encampment and you require to break it. And the lowest of the levels is that it falls completely outside, far away, and you still require to grind it. According to this Gemara, Sefer Shemen Roish explains that is the meaning of the pasuk when it says that I'm giving you the manna in order to test you if you are going to follow the Torah or not. He says that the manna served as a measuring stick and as a gauge of our religious observance and our religious behavior, meaning that through the man we are able to ascertain if we are behaving properly towards Hashem, if our actions are proper, and if our intentions were correct. We could every day evaluate how we behaved the previous day from the way that our manna felt. If the manna fell on our doorsteps and it was in a ready-to-eat mode, then we know that our actions are 100% okay. And if we were deficient in any other way, then the manna would fall either far away or in an unfinished state. And then we would know that we require improvement, that our behavior is not the best because we did not receive it in the best way. And we would do tshuva, we would repent, and we would try to ascertain where our shortcomings are, and we will improve in that in order to have the manna fall conveniently at our doorsteps and in an edible state. For example, if we were totally righteous one day, then we receive the manna in a baked version at our doorsteps. If we didn't behave so properly, then we receive the manna at our doorsteps, but maybe we require to finish it or even require to cook it. And if we behaved even worse, then our manna fell further away, maybe in a finished state, maybe not. The manna served as a barometer for you to know how you are behaving. A lot of times, we, because of our biases, will do something that we convince ourselves that's a mitzvah and when in fact it's not a mitzvah at all. And we are even able to fool ourselves and justify our behavior. And a good example for it is that you decide that every morning you're not getting up to daven with a minyan because you believe that it'll harm your shalom bayis. Your harmony at home with your wife is going to be compromised if you go leave her alone and go to a minyan. It is possible that this is true. And nowadays, we really don't know if it's true or not. Specifically, if you really do help your wife in the morning and you actually make sure you take that load off her. But you may convince yourself that this is true. And in the time where you ate the man, you actually could ascertain if that was true or not. If the man continued to fall where it was normally, then obviously it was the proper thing to do. But if the man took a turn for the worse and now it is not in a finished state and it needs to be baked or ground, then you know for sure what you thought was a mitzvah of shalom bayis is actually not a mitzvah at all, and you had to change your ways. So during the 40 years of the desert, Hashem gave us a tool for us to find out if we are behaving properly, if our thinking process is correct, if we are not fooling ourselves by the way of the man. According to this comes out that the man was actually an incredible gift from Hashem, that not only it gave us food, but it actually told us how to behave. And that was specifically important for the first generation who got the Torah, for them to know how to do things, if they understood correctly the message that Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted to them. And they could ascertain if they did it by seeing how the man fell for them. Since we are novices on the ways of the Torah, Hashem gave us this incredible tool. And that could also be the pshat in the Mechilta, where the Mechilta says, Lo nitna Torah lidroish elo le'oich le'aman, that the Torah was only given for the people who eat man, that Hashem was afraid that if he gives Torah to people that don't know how to behave, don't know how to apply it, they may misapply it. So therefore, Hashem gave us the man in order for us to test ourselves how we are doing. Are we understanding the message? Are we getting the idea? It's also important to know that even though Hashem gave us the tool of the man in order to gauge our behavior, Hashem never took away our free will. That we are able, if we want, to misbehave and to behave as badly as we want, and we would still get the man. It so happens that you'll get the man outside the encampment, far outside the encampment, and you'll get it in a state that you require to grind it, but nonetheless, Hashem will give you the man. Therefore, you still have your sustenance and you still have your free will to behave accordingly. But if you were smart, you behaved properly, then you'll get the man at your doorstep and in a finished state. Sefer Shemen Rosh explains that this was the misunderstanding of the Nesim. The Nesim only knew that there is three levels to the man. If you are righteous, the man falls by your door. If you are not as righteous, it falls outside the encampment. And if you are totally not righteous, it will fall far away. But the Nesim did not know that the consistency of the man, the way the man finished or tasted, depends also on your religious behavior. That they didn't know that certain mans are in a finished state and you are able to eat it right away, and certain man you require to cook, and certain man you require even to grind it. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people that Hashem is giving man to them on Friday and not on Shabbos, the Nesim thought that the reason that Hashem is giving them the man on Friday is because, since for certain people the man will fall outside the encampment, then they'll be required to go outside and carry on Shabbos, and Hashem doesn't want them to carry on Shabbos. Therefore, Hashem is giving them the man on Friday the portion that's supposed to fall on Shabbos. But the righteous people who get the man in front of their door, then they should get on Shabbos, because they're not required to transgress Shabbos in order to get the man, because their man is right in the middle of the encampment. Therefore, when the man fell on Friday a double portion, the Nesim were surprised. How come they get a double portion? Since they are righteous, it comes by the doorstep. They're not required to get a double portion. The man could fall for them on Shabbos. And therefore, only the Nesim come to Moshe Rabbeinu, because only they were thinking that they entitled to get on Shabbos. But Moshe Rabbeinu knows of the different levels of the man. He knows that the man will fall for different people, even though they are righteous in different ways. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Nesim, Hu asher diber Hashem. This is what Hashem said. Es asher toifu eifu. What you need to bake, what you need to cook. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them that yes, you are righteous that you received the man at your doorstep, but you still are required to make certain malachas. Not every one of you is going to be able to eat it at its raw stage. There are people of you that aren't going to be so righteous, and you are going to require to cook it. Therefore, Hashem is sending even for you the man on Friday. According to this, Moshe Rabbeinu actually told him in advance that the man will fall on Friday a double portion, but the Nesim thought they exempted. Moshe Rabbeinu told them at the end, regarding you, there is no prohibition against carrying, since you'll get your manna at your doorstep, but you have to worry about other prohibitions, about the prohibitions of grinding and of cooking and of baking. Therefore, the manna cannot fall on Shabbos even for you. Therefore, Hashem sends on Friday a double portion. And then Sefer Shemen Rosh explains a beautiful interpretation. And he asks a question, how come really Hashem did not give the manna equal to everybody? And he answers that Hashem actually gave the manna equally to everybody. Why? Because the Torah tells you, after Adam HaRishon sinned, we received a curse on Bereishis, chapter 3, Pasuk 19, Bezeyas apecho toichalechem, by the sweat of your brow, you are going to eat bread, which means that we are required to work hard in order to eat bread. So the question he asks is, if that is true, how is it possible that during the 40 years of the desert, Hashem gave us bread without any work? Because for 40 years we received manna. And the answer, he says, is based on the Mishnah in Avos, chapter 3, Mishnah number 5, where there it says, Kol ha-mekabel olav oil Torah, that anybody who accepts on himself the yoke of Torah, he decides to work on the Torah, then maviru mimenu oil malchus v'oil derech eretz, we take away from him the yoke of government and the yoke of work. In other words, the Mishnah explains that if we toil in Torah learning, then Hashem will take away our toil of Parnassah. That if we struggle and work hard in learning Torah, then Hashem promises that our Parnassah, our livelihood, is going to be sufficient, is going to be enough. And the Yisroch Moshe explains that we see in Mishlei, in Proverbs chapter 9, Pasuk 5, there it says, Lechu lachmi belachmi, come and eat in my bread, which there is translated in my Torah, that the Torah is considered lechem, bread. Therefore, since we know that we are required to struggle, because it says, Bezeyas apecho toichalechem, in the sweat of your brow you should eat bread, which means that we require to struggle in order to get bread, we have a choice to know which bread we're struggling in. We are required to toil. So if we toil in Torah, then we are toiling. So therefore Hashem will take away our toil of Parnassah, because we are fulfilling Bezeyas apecho, in the sweat of our brow, we're eating lechem, there means Torah, the bread of Torah. But if we don't toil as much in Torah, then we require to toil somewhere else. Therefore, he explains, the same thing happened by the man. If you are righteous and you learn Torah and you fulfill the mitzvahs, you are toiling in the Torah learning, then your man fell at your doorstep, completely edible, because you already fulfilled your toil by toiling in Torah. So Hashem gave you the man, gave you parnasa with pleasure. But if you didn't toil so much in Torah, did not fulfill the mitzvahs, you did not struggle so hard in your learning and in your performance, then Hashem requires to give you your toil somewhere else. Therefore, you're required to go outside the encampment, you're required to grind. So it was actually fulfillment of Bezeya Sapecha Toicha Lechem. On the sweat of your brow, you ate bread. But you're able to figure that out regarding where you choose to toil. If you decide to toil totally in Torah mitzvahs, like the Gemara says, Rab Shimon ben Yochai did, then melachtom nasa l'de'achar, the work is done by others, other people will do your work, other people will give you money, and you are able to learn Torah without any headaches. In other words, Hashem gives you the toil no matter what. Hashem requires you to work hard. It is your choice if you choose to work hard in Torah, there your parnasa will come easy. If you don't choose to work hard in Torah, then your parnasa is not going to come so easy. And I want to finish this CD with a beautiful sgula that I saw this week for somebody who doesn't have parnasa. The sgula, a good omen for somebody who doesn't have parnasa, who cannot make a living, is for him to sit down and learn Torah. You're going to ask me, why is that a sgula for parnasa? The answer is, because if you learn Torah, then the whole Jewish congregation is going to pray for him to have parnasa. Because part of the rabbinic kaddish is, Val kol man da oskim boy raisa, all those who are learning Torah, di ba'asra hodein, which are in this land, v'di b'chola sarvasar, or are anywhere else, yehei lehoin ulechoin, should be to them, Shlomo Rabba, abundant peace, chino, grace, v'chesdo, and kindness, v'rachmin, and mercy, v'chaim narichin, and long life, u'mezoina revichei, and ample parnasa, ample livelihood, ample nourishment. We see clearly that if you learn Torah, then you get the blessing of mezoina revichei, of ample nourishment, and Hashem should help that we should also get the blessing ufirkonam mikodom avion divishmaya, that we should be redeemed in front of Hashem, that Moshiach should come, Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, b'imheiro b'yomeinu, Amen.